Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
1067 The Fan. Oh, buddy. NFL trade deadline day. Dallas made a trade. Philly's constantly making trades.
They make a lot of them.
I think you and I are in lockstep. We don't think Washington should make a trade, right?
Not as no buyer.
Not as a buyer. Seller, you have my interest.
Yeah.
Buying, no thank you. The Steelers.
Yeah, I realize, bro. And this is from years of us just not being where we wanted to be. We don't have to do what just something just because everybody else is doing it, or do it because another team in our division did it. We got to do what makes us better or give us a chance of being better in the years to come, or the year to come, or the next whatever. We don't have to just jump because other people do stuff. And I think that's the mindset we've lived for with for years. We got to get to the point where everything is about this team getting better, not just trying to, you know, combat what somebody else does.
Agreed. I will open the phones. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Do you think Washington should be buying, selling? What should they be doing? The NFL trade deadline isn't like other sports where the trade deadline is a really active time. I want to run through possibilities, right? I was talking with my boy Frank Newby last night, and he's like, are they going to trade Payne? And I said, I don't know, man. Contract details matter a lot in these situations. Payne's going to want a new deal next year. Would you trade Payne, Brian Mitchell?
Depending on what somebody's offering. You know, depending on what somebody's offering. Because, like, I'll be honest with you, up to this point, he's been playing damn good. So, I don't know. Now, if somebody come and just try to steal him, hell no. You got to make him worth the while.
Yeah, I agree with you, man.
And we also, listen, another thing. We never want to pay anybody, because every time somebody want a contract, the first thing we think about is getting rid of them. Maybe keeping some people around and having some stability might make us be a team like some of these other teams out there. Because I listen every year, media and fans around here. Every time somebody wants money, we want to get rid of them. So we're always starting over. But then we say, well, these other teams are constantly making these moves. You know why they make those moves? Because they pay people, and then they add people to something that's already good. We get people to be at a level, we get rid of them because we don't want to pay them, and then we go start over again, and then when we're average, we want to get mad. You can't keep expect. You want us to make moves to be average, and then when we're average, you're pissed. So you got to eventually pay somebody. They're going to set a great base for your team, and then you start adding pieces to it. Because the most expensive thing in your house better be your damn foundation, or that thing gonna fall. So if we keep getting rid of people that we call foundation pieces, leadership pieces, because we don't want to pay them. How do we expect to ever compete with the best of the best? Because they paying theirs.
It's a fair question. Do you believe at all this Terry McLaurin stuff?
No.
I mean, he's hurt. Jeffrey, would you trade Deron Payne?
If it meant us getting more picks to build a team in the future, why not? Why not?
B. Mitch. Von Miller, future Hall of Famer, one of the best to ever do it. Von Miller signed in Washington to be on to chase rings. He's at the ring chasing stage of his career. Do you think they should talk to Von and be like, look, man, we get it. If you maybe want to go somewhere, your agents can call people. Vaughn was on with the Junks this morning. I'm curious if they asked him about the trade deadline at all.
I mean, what is somebody going to offer you for? If somebody comes in here and offer you something, hell yeah, make a move. But what are you expecting at this point? I understand Hall of Fame. What are you expecting based off of production now? What he did already is not going to get you nothing now. It's what he's doing now will get you something or not.
I got a name. Trying to think about who on this Commander's roster has real value. Wouldn't Laremy Tunsil have real value? Or is that a long-term piece for you? Because you're going to have to pay him next year.
I just say that, Jay. If you got to pay him, you pay him. If he's going to make your offensive line be more solid, you pay him. But the mindset would be, whoa, we don't have to pay him. We get rid of him and we bring somebody else in. Who else you going to bring in? You going to start over again? I don't have a problem with players getting paid because I watch all these other teams that are in the playoffs consistently, in the Super Bowl, paying their players. And just like, but you remember when I told you Joe Banner, you say he always bragged about them being under the cap, and we were never in the Super Bowl. So when people always want to not pay our players, and then we're not in the Super Bowl, we're not in the playoffs, I think it's relatively stupid and ignorant to not want to pay your players because they got the money to spend. So you're gonna compete against people. I give you a car, you and I get the same car. And they give us $200 million to spend on that car in like the whole year for all of our stuff. You finish the year with $120 million left. I finish the year with $40 million left. I won every race. Who made the best decisions? You can tell me how much you saved, but you didn't win nothing. I won because I spent it and I used it. That money that they tell them, like, they have a ceiling on it. I mean, a ceiling and they have a floor. We want to be closer to the ceiling because if we're not competing and in the show every year, then you're not doing what you're supposed to do with the money. If we're in the show every year, I could understand saying, if we're in the Super Bowl and we got $30 million left and $40 million left in the cupboard, that's big time. But how often does that happen?
It's a fair question. I mean, Washington has a number of veterans that maybe help a team. What about a guy like Frankie Louvu? I don't know that this suspension helps his trade value. He's going to appeal it, obviously.
Yeah. Should appeal it. I mean, you find me. Nobody ever called nothing on me. Have they been calling him and say, hey, you know, one more, you might be so-and-so.
He's been fined twice, so he did know that. I'm sure he knew he was fined. Right?
But still, I feel this way. If it wasn't called on the field, shouldn't have some flunky in some damn office telling me I'm fine. You should be fining a person that didn't call the damn penalty. See, when you don't hold somebody accountable in a position of referee, it doesn't change, it doesn't make the player change up. So the player has to know more than the referee.
Let's hit some of these phones. A lot of folks on the line. We're going to keep the phones open the entire next hour. So if you're on hold, just chill. We're getting to you. Anthony's in Georgetown. What up, Ant?
Hey, good morning. First time caller. Great to be on your show.
Appreciate you calling, man.
The objective's got to be, number one, we've got to beat Detroit. That's the number one objective. Then number two, qualify for the playoffs, obviously. And number three, I'm going to say it, win the Super Bowl. So, you know, can we add value to our squad? If the answer is yes, then who do we go after? Otherwise, we hold our cards. For me, we can say what we want about the quarterback, but who is our backup to Mariota now? Does anybody know?
Josh Johnson.
Josh Johnson. And then Hartman.
Okay. And how do we feel about him?
How do we feel about who?
Josh Johnson.
I think he's played around a good bit. He has good experience. But to be honest with you, I don't know many people out there right now you're going to find for him.
Right. Well, we keep him. Now, I wasn't suggesting that we're going to trade him because, again, Marcus Mariota, it's football. And no one says that he's going to be unscathed in the next game. If he gets injured, all our eggs are in one basket for Josh Johnson, is part of my point. So if we're happy with the quarterback depth right now, so be it. But I'm going to pivot over to Tress Way. For me, Tress Way is our MVP. Would anybody dispute that?
Tress has he's played well.
Tress has done his job at a high level since he's gotten here.
Are you trying to trade Tress Way? Because I will hang up
never,
on your ass.
But if, never
your,
happen,
but if
never.
Your punter is your MVP, that's a problem.
Who was my man? It was a Pro Bowler one year when you were playing in the bad Norv years. Wore a watch. Reggie Roby. Yeah. Listen, show rule. If you call in suggesting to trade Tress Way, we will hang up on your ass. All right? That's the people's
part. I'm just saying, but it's great. Tress does a great job. Tress is good, both of us, a good friend of ours. But if your punter is your MVP,
you're in trouble.
Your team's in trouble.
If your punter is your MVP, you're probably 3-6.
Tress is our Oklahoma lifestyle reporter.
That's true. He wears a lot of hats for us. Get the hell out of here saying you're. What? Let's just entertain that thought for a moment.
No, I'm not. No. See, I keep telling you, the way you got to be, we don't have to entertain stuff just because that's what people do. So that's why, you know what, I don't get caught up in this in that SM world.
That was a call right there. Did he want them to trade for a quarterback?
I don't know.
Where that started?
I don't know where it was going. It was like he was saying, who's the backup? And then he mentioned Josh. He said, we don't know who they are, but we knew. Then Josh Johnson. Then I don't know if he was suggesting you got to get rid of him or what, but at this point in week 10, any quarterback that's walking around out there is probably not that damn good.
No.
Yeah. I think me, you, Jeff, or Landfield could do a better job than most of them.
There's not 32 good starting quarterbacks.
So the people walking around and say they want to play, they're not that good.
The Saints just benched Rattler to go to Shock or whatever that dude's name is.
Shook.
Cody Shook, who's just living in Hawaii, by the way. Shout out to Cody. All right, let's. I appreciate that dude calling. Don't ever call in here and suggest trade Tress. We'll try again. Rob is in D.C. What's up, Rob?
What's up, Rob? How you doing, man?
Yo, what's up, guys? Appreciate y'all taking my call.
Right. Appreciate your call.
I wish we would have played it like the freaking Eagles, like Howie Roseman, right? Sat Marshawn Lattimore. Traded him, see what we can get for him, right? Now he's out with an ATL. We can't do anything with him, right? But I'm selling. Let's sell, and let's get some of our picks back. Adam Peters came in and said he didn't want to spend a lot of money on vets and free agents or whatever, you know. He wanted to build through the draft, right? But then he completely does the opposite in this offseason. We are in the division with Howie Roseman, the best GM in the league. Adam Peters, I'm going to need you to change your name to Roseman. Because we're not doing anything. But we definitely need to sell. To me, the season's a wash. Our tailgates are going to be legendary because we're going to be losing. We have nothing else to do, man. Let's just wrap it up and look forward to next year. I know it might sound like a loser, but hey, man, I drank some of the Kool-Aid, and now I'm sad again, man. I'm sad. I feel like we are the Redskins. We are
who we thought we were, bro. That's it.
Sorry, Rob. You're down in the dumps.
Ooh.
Jeff?
People at that point already, this is the difference, okay? You're in a new regime with a new build, and you're already there when I just saw for 20-something years people just hung alone.
If you're depressed because they're losing, I get it. If you're giving up on the future, I disagree.
That's what I'm saying. I can understand I don't understand depression in sports. I don't. I can understand some sadness, but not depression. Not for sports. In the whole scheme of things, this is not very important in your life.
All right. Let me be the devil's advocate. Because there is a fan side to this that you never experienced because you were a player.
Yeah, but I've allowed
there
myself
are people
to become
that
a,
this is their life.
I understand that. But
so they're going to be depressed.
I understand what you're saying, Jay. Yeah. But in the big scheme of things, it is not their damn life.
You're not incorrect. So, but like there are people, I mean, how many people do we know that have a Skins tattoo or the W tattoo now? A lot.
Yeah, but
there are people that plan.
That's choices we make.
B, there was a couple last month. I heard about this on PFT's podcast. There was a couple last month that had their wedding during a Browns tailgate. Like, there are people that, you understand, fan is short for fanatic.
I understand what you're saying. You still can't make me think that watching this team is more important than life issues. I understand. We put stuff in different areas. When you go by life or death type stuff, it is not there. So I understand what you're saying, but there are a lot of things in life that we like, love, and when we start thinking about the vital, important things, we find out they're not that important. That's all I'm saying.
Would you trade Deebo Samuel? Pat is in Mechanicsville. What's up, Pat?
What's going on, man? Yeah, I tried to trade the whole team, man. Because I'm going to tell you what, this team is garbage. The defense is absolutely garbage. I mean, that you know, we could sit there and talk about we could trade for this one, trade for that one. If you can't stop nobody, what's the use trading, you know, somebody, you know? And like I say, poor dear Lattimore, I'm sorry he got hurt, but I'm so glad that gentleman is not on the field no more, because I saw Monday night when he got burnt by somebody, and somebody was, I think it was Horton, and the guy on defense said something to him, and then he took his hand and just like shrugged the guy off, and I'm like, you know, that's enough. I don't need to see that. And you know, Quinn ain't gonna let the team quit, but it wouldn't hurt my feelings. We lost all the rest of the games this year just so we can get a higher pick. And, you know, I hate to say that, but that's just the way I feel. Thanks, man. Y'all have a good one.
Appreciate the call, Pat.
I don't want to see that.
No.
I damn sure don't want to see that.
It's way too early.
See, that's what I mean. See, I will never,
you know,
ever.
You realize that would mean 3-13.
I'll never have that mindset that I want to lose. I want them to lose the rest of them. Never.
All right. Phone lines.
I got to talk about it. It's not easy to talk about good stuff.
Bro.
It's still the bad stuff.
On a personal level, you know how much it sucks having to work a locker room in late December when a team is riding a 7-game losing streak? Because I know how much that sucks.
Listen,
the players don't want to be there. We don't want to be there.
It's just me having to get in front and talk about it. It's depressing. Now, that's depressing. I can say depressing then, right?
Listen, phone lines are lit up. We're going to take all your calls. Phones are open the entire hour. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know why the Danish Ferry arrived, but shout out to the Danish Ferry. If you're watching on Monumental, I got apple. What'd you get, B?
I had like a little cinnamon roll. It's gone.
Shout out to cinnamon rolls.
You said something early.
So
you got me in my bag now, bro. I hear fans and people that cheer for teams always saying that a person played for the team, so we don't have the same feeling that you all had. And I totally think that that's not real. I played 10 years in this town, and for 10 years, my livelihood depended on me going out here and doing stuff for this team. I know people say, well, I invested. Well, I bled, sweat, cried, had injuries, fought through stuff. Because if I didn't go out here and overcome, I couldn't have provided the life I provided for my kids. People are, well, I sacrificed. Well, you think I didn't damn sacrifice?
Good point.
When I left here, I still care for this team, but I had to do it in another city now. But then I come back. And I have been working here, and I still pull for this team as hard as anybody else. So just because you were born here or you are a fan doesn't make you have any more clout than I do. Because I know damn well you didn't do what I did to try to lift this team. You know what I mean? So I just want people to just think about that a little bit. If you've been cheering for 25 years, you're lacking. I've been here for 35 years. And I probably aged because of playing and trying to promote. And I didn't have the opportunity to just get off the bus when I wanted to and jump back on when things are going good. When the bus was going bad, I had to get out there and push that son of a bitch to make it move. You know what I mean? So I think people have to just think about that a little bit. You just because you're a fan and you think a certain way doesn't make your strife more than mine.
We got a trade, B.
Who we got?
We got a trade, Jeff.
Who are we getting rid of?
I'll give you $5 if you can guess.
Man, I don't know. I'm not trying to guess.
It's not Washington. If it was Washington, I'd have to tell Landfill we do the breaking
news.
That's
what I thought you was talking about.
No.
So, I don't know.
We're going to fight JP, man.
I gave you zero indication to suggest it was Washington.
Well, if you say we got a trade, we.
The royal we.
Okay, so I don't know who.
The Raiders are dealing Jacoby Myers to the Jaguars for a fourth and a sixth round pick.
Okay.
Just wanted to let you know.
All right.
Let's see what the callers want. Adrian is in Richmond. What's up, Adrian?
Hey, JP and B. Mitch, man. I was just calling to reach out. I'm trying to sell Cliff Kingsbury. I'm over the play call, and I think he can give us the most value at this point in time. I mean, Jaden Daniels can play a traditional quarterback role. He can go under center and make those plays and do the play action. He's done that at an elite level. We continue to suspect them to the defense and putting them in a poor situation under these RPOs, because at the end of the day, he's going to try to play Superman and try to make the best play out of whatever situation he can be in, and it's killing him. We need to play calling to protect them. I want to go ahead and trade. Stay old Cliff Kingsbury. Focus on under center play calling. Get back kind of to that Shanahan type of era of play calling. And I think we'll be a good franchise going forward.
I don't know if this is a trade deadline for coaches. But there have been coaches traded in the league before. But I don't know. Yes, I don't know if this deadline is like for something like that. So we got to just stick to the players at this point.
That'd be wild. Thinking outside the box, Adrian. I appreciate that. Take care, man.
See, that's a fanatical fan. He came up with a something that nobody would have thought of.
Let's see what else the phones have to offer us. Anthony's in D.C. Ant, what's up?
What up, what up, what up, y'all?
What's up, man? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing great. Hey, B. Mitch, man, I love you, man. Thank you, man, because I understand exactly where you're coming from and exactly what you mean, man. But us as fans, like, it's very personal and very just emotional, man. I just want to say a couple of things, and I know y'all got a lot of calls. I'm going to let y'all go. Last year, after the end of the season, everybody was talking about how great Adam Peters was, how great Cliff was, how great Dan was, everybody was just so happy and so jubilant because we got rid of the old regime and brought in a new one. But my thing is, after what we're going through now, trials and tribulations, now everybody want to burn people at the stake. Mm-hmm. Man, people need to relax. Is y'all forgetting? We was in the 1 year, this the second year of basically a rebuild. This is the second year of Jaden Daniels, even though he got hurt. I don't want to talk about that because I'm going to get upset. I couldn't even call y'all for the past couple of days because I was going to curse. So people just need to relax. Let the people do their job. Ain't no sense in buying. Ain't no sense in selling. Just stay where you guys are and just try to get some picks in the upcoming draft. And just try to build for the future. We got hit by the injury bug. And that's another thing. I've never in my life seen a team had over 17, 18. Jaden was down. Noah Brown was down. Trey was down. Austin Eckler out for the year. That was four starters on offense. Cosme wasn't back. They was switching people up on the offensive line. Dedrick Wise went down. Armstrong went down. I mean, it was just on and on and on. And it's football. Things happen. These fans need to stop crying. Put your big boy pants on. Deal with it. And if you want to support the team, then support the team. We still got plenty more football left. Ain't nobody quitting. Ain't nobody giving up. And that's when you see who should be around and who not. Because who's still going to play hard? Who's still going to show some pride? I'm not saying that we going to the playoffs and we can make a hell of a run. But still, we still have to play hard. We still have to end the season on a strong and positive note. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
All right, man. Appreciate
your call, man. Thank you.
It's like family, dog. You can't get rid of your family, right?
Landfill, so far, the two trades that people have pitched are Tressway and Cliff Kingsbury.
I'm all in on trading Cliff. I don't get the Cliff hype. Never have. Probably never will.
But not Tress.
Oh, God, no. We need him.
That's all we got.
He's been our best player for the last decade. We can't get rid of him.
Mike is in Ashburn. What's up, Mike?
What's up, guys? How you guys doing?
What's up, Mike? Chilling, man.
Good seeing you, bitch. B. Mitch, I saw you down at DC Prime this Thursday.
Hey, man, why y'all call me B. Mitch and forget the M sometimes?
Remember, I did that on a calendar invite once. I wrote dinner with B. Mitch.
Oh, I catch it every time now.
So I think everybody's going a little crazy here. I think, you know, they did what they did this year because they thought they had a chance to win it all. So they didn't go full rebuild after that season we had last year. And they put some more veterans in here thinking a few more pieces might get us over the top. But it didn't, right? So now you got to reevaluate it. You got to get younger, of course. We have to definitely get younger. We have to get rid of some of the pieces. I mean, everybody's on the block at this point if anybody wants them, except for maybe a couple of the linemen, the offensive linemen. And that's about it. And of course, JD, everybody else has got to be on the market. I just think that they got to look at a full picture of it, and we're going to have to do a rebuild, which is okay because we got a young quarterback. So let's get some young people around him so we can build for the future. I think Zach Ertz would be a good fit for Green Bay, right? They just lost their Pro Bowl tight end. He was going to be a Pro Bowl. Yeah. I mean, he could go. I mean, these are good. Just get as many as you can, and we'll do it with what we got for the rest of the season, not quit. Still try to win some football games, but this is plan B. Plan A didn't work out. We had too many injuries. Now plan B, this is more of a long-term plan as far as get ourselves younger and more athletic, and then we plan for the next 3 or 4 years instead of this year. They plan just for this year that maybe we could get enough to get us over the hump and win an NFC Championship game and get Super Bowl. Didn't work out. So now we just got to regroup, calm down, keep everybody else in place, and move forward.
Mike, why are you calling here being a unicorn, man? making sense.
He also started it out by saying bitch.
but Mike called it here and made some sense, man. A lot of times you don't get a lot of sense on a lot of calls now.
Appreciate you, Mike. Take
good
care,
job, brother.
See you at DC Prime.
Yep, Thursday. See you.
Wouldn't mind attending that.
Come on, man. Come get your steak.
Richard is in Leesburg.
Jeff gonna pay for it.
What's up, Rich?
Hey, how y'all doing? Brian, how you doing, man? This Rich, man, called some years ago when you, John, and I was on there, and I was saying that you was a cold-blooded man and Joe, and John kept telling me, what you say? You say it again? But anyway, man, this is what's happening. When we first started building this team and looking for coaches, I knew that the first coach that was on their list was this guy Johnson that went to Green Bay, and he went to Green. He said that he went to Chicago.
Yeah.
He really wanted to come here, but he wanted to stay there for Dan because they thought that they could do it again. When that didn't happen and he realized that Cliff wasn't going to leave, he hurried up and went to Chicago because he thought Cliff was going to go there. But anyway, when I first seen how they was putting this team together, I said, Wagner, facilitator, Ertz, facilitator. You know what I mean? Didn't nobody know that they was going to do what they do. It was the greatness of this young quarterback that we got. So now what we got to do, we got to keep the team together, like the other caller said, play everything out, and just go ahead on and go through the draft. Can you imagine if we get some bona fide wide receivers? You know, can you imagine if we go and get some of these tight ends, like this tight end from Baylor, Michael Triggs, or this kid, Sadiq?
Appreciate you, Rich. Yeah. I got to try to stay on time, man. Take care.
Okay, go ahead, Doc.
All right, bro.
Does he think I'm Doc Walker?
I hope. y'all look alike.
I did have another guy at the game on Sunday tell me he always watches me on Channel 5. Somebody needs to put a picture of me and Chad Ricardo side by side.
I think y'all resemble a little bit.
You think I look...
Y'all dress alike.
I think we look more alike than we dress alike. Do you think I look more like Doc Walker or Chad Ricardo?
I think you look like Doc Ricardo.
Like Ricky Ricardo.
Or Chad Walker.
Nobody, all right, phones, if you're on the hold, stay there. Sam Cosby is going to join us at noon. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. You're watching B. Mitch and Finley on YouTube or on Monumental.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is putting you in control right from the NBA tip-off. Because every day to start the season, you get to choose your reward. Take your shot with a profit boost. Play it cool with a no-sweat bet, or get a little backup with a bet-back token. Listen, if you're out there and you'd like to chase those parlays, go for it. You know, whenever I do it, that's what I do. Or you could be a strategist who goes out there and you're playing smart, where you want to go with a no-sweat bet so you don't have much to lose. So make your pick. Get in the game and play it your way. Head to FanDuel.com/Brian to make your choice. That's FanDuel.com/Brian, B-R-I-A-N. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Restrictions apply, including bonus and token expiration, leg requirements, and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And I hate to lose. Give me the beat, boys. Shout out to Megan Clifford. Dave is in Charlottesville and has been on hold a long time. Wahoo wah, Dave. What's up?
Hey, how about they finally had a decent year?
Yeah. Wahoos. It took me a minute to figure out what you were talking about, but yes, they look pretty good. Although I'm really pissed because I bet on Cal and they had a cover till that pick six. So bleep that.
No, just a couple quick points. Hey, man, I was kind of on the fence where Jaden could have been in there or not. I was against him being in there, but B. Mitch made a couple good points. A player wants to play. I get it. But this is totally on Quinn. I'll tell you why. 2 points. He only knows one way to play, and he is injury prone. That kid will run through a wall for you. With his body type, it's got to be a thin wall, but he'll go through it. He only knows
it's
one way
fun.
To go.
You it's know? Kind of fun.
But the thing, the other point is, as a coach, he's one of those guys, you got to take the helmet away from him. Don't give him an option to go in.
Yeah.
Right?
Agreed.
I mean, he's out there playing with his arm tied behind his back. Now his arm's bent the wrong way. I mean, that line, the way they were blocking, each game is a different situation. Every time he dropped back, he was getting chased. He was getting hit. He scrambled because he has a bunch of, you know, basically high school guys to throw to. And you know, I know B. Mitch said that's just a freak injury. He's probably been tackled like that a million times.
Mm-hmm.
But I guarantee it doesn't happen to him if he's over there standing behind Quinn with a headset on. And you know, you've put all your eggs in this basket. This isn't Heinicke getting some reps, okay? This is your guy for hopefully 10 years. I mean, you got to take care of that. You can't have him in right there. I mean, if it was a 25-point spread or something, you're making it 24, okay, what are you doing, you know? I mean, they're not going to win that game.
All right, Dave.
And then number two, as a fan, we're all fans. Fan is short for fanatic, but you got to be realistic. This team won a lot of games last year that they had no business winning. They won in the last few seconds or a couple plays went their way, no injuries. They were exposed against Philly. They had a lot of holes, okay? We caught Detroit last year when they were banged up. Look what happens when you get banged up. That was a loaded team that we took out in the playoffs. It happens. Everybody calm down. This is okay. And that's all I got, man.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
So that's a no on the Peter John Ramos for Shaq trade, Dave.
Exactly.
Thanks, buddy. Jaden is in Pennsylvania. What's up, Jaden?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, man.
Yeah, I think the whole notion is overblown of like, oh, last year sped up our process. We're still in a rebuild. Look at the quarterbacks in year two of their career that made the Super Bowl. The Bengals had the number one pick with Burrow. In year two, they made the Super Bowl. So if your star quarterback has proven he's great, which Jaden Daniels has, your window starts then. So our window started this year. We know he's good. The rebuild starts when you don't know your quarterback's good. Drake May was drafted, what, third overall? So they were the third worst team in the league that same year last year. They're the number one seed in the AFC. The Denver Broncos took dead cap money with Russell Wilson. They have a quarterback, Bo Nix, who's not even half as good as our guy. And they're going to make the playoffs in back-to-back years. So it doesn't take that. I think that is one of the more overblown things ever. Like, it doesn't take that long to be formidable. We see teams flip
year after year.
Yeah, but to Jalen do it consistently is hard.
To do it consistently, it does. And Bo Nix, the team that they got rid of Russell Wilson, that wasn't just last year. That was before last year. So, I mean,
but, I don't know. In my opinion, when your quarterback's great, you should be good every year. And if Jane Daniels great, we agree. But
if you have a team around him already with certain positions, the defense in Wichcombe was already good before Bo Nix got there. Okay, they had pieces already in New England as well. It ain't just like if your quarterback is great, you better have something around that damn quarterback if you're going to be good.
Like, even that Bengals team had studs on defense, since he's cheap as hell and since pay them.
But they added teams. Like, but we always bash Cincinnati. They built a team around Burrow. They had T. Higgins. They drafted Chase. That's my point. Adam Peters botched it. We're trading all these draft picks. Debo, those picks are a waste. Marshawn, those picks are a waste. Laremy Tunsil's old and is going to want to be the highest paid tackle again over 30 years old. It's a waste. And I think that's where I'm frustrated with. You had a year. Everyone's like, last year was a flash in the pan before this year, better Eagles and Cowboys fans. And it sucks because now they're right, because I think it was malpractice with what our GM did. Look at what New England did. They weren't splashing all these trades. They drafted.
They signed
and they built their free agency.
They spent a bunch of money.
They spent way over $250 million in 1 year.
Okay, but what picks did they give up, though? They're not wasting picks.
Hang on, dog. Hang on. I agree with. I think this offseason was disjointed. I think the rebuild it over time, we're going to build it through the draft, and then trading away a bunch of picks was disjointed. It didn't necessarily add up. I'm not willing to say Adam Peters isn't the right guy, though. I think that is premature.
But over our past two drafts, how can we trust him? Outside of Daniels, who's going to be here in the next 2 years that are under 30? Sinnott was a second-round pick. He's our third-string tight end. Jalen Lane was a third-round pick and is fourth-round pick, not an NFL-caliber receiver. Luke McCaffrey, everyone's going to say he's good, but as a third-round pick, I'd like to have more. It's a lot of swings and misses. And I think for a star quarterback in year two, you'd rather we bashed the Texans. The Texans won a playoff game last year in Stroud's second year. They made an effort to build them. Like, it's just a lot of swings and misses, and you just wasted a guy on his rookie deal in year two.
I think it's premature to say it's wasted. You make a lot of valid points, but you're acting like there's been some finality to everything that I don't believe has occurred. We got to keep moving. Thanks for the call. I'll sneak one more in. Daryl's in Columbia. What do you got, D? Quick.
Hey, thanks, JB. I kind of agree a lot with what this last caller said. He kind of stole my thunder, too. I think management, I think Peters, I think our defensive coordinator that's on OJT, and I think, Cliff, that refuses to run the ball, I think that they need to be accountable. I think, when I looked at the Seattle the other day, McDonald that came from Baltimore, I wanted him. I wanted him. That's the one that I really wanted. But I looked at a team, they came out there to play every little detail. When they broke the huddle, them linemen and ran up there like they had some serious, intentions. They just came out with a confidence. And this team in his second year,
I hear you, Daryl. We got to run, brother. Thank you for the call, man. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll try to get back to the phones. Sam Cosmi, Commander's Guard, joins us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.